Okay. Just before we go on, Moshe Spermfriend did add something to me yesterday, which is that we mentioned in Moshe's position that one should be machmir for bedikos during the first 3 days that yield a yellow mara or a brown mara. So Moshe pointed out there's a difference in the suach between the tshuva that appears in Rabbi Eider's Sefer and the tshuva in Chayli Bey's Simon Ayin Ches, where the tshuva in Chayli Bey's has a little bit more of a carve-out that in a shas adchak situation, there are grounds to be mako. He doesn't have that carve-out in the tshuva of Rabbi Eider, but it doesn't mean that there's an inconsistency per se. That's the tshuva in the igros is a little bit more nuanced in the presentation. So last time we discussed the various shades and what shades are problematic, what shades are not problematic. Today we'll discuss some other details about seeing maros and paskening on maros. The Taz in Sifkat and Aleph quotes in Labach that you shouldn't paskin on a mara when it's still wet, when it's still lach, because of the concern that may not be the authentic color. And even if the presentation when it's still lach is not red or not problematic, it may shift to a problematic mara, and therefore you should hold off on paskining until the mara has dried. So that's what the Bach says, quoted by the Shach and the Taz here. And the Shach and the Taz argue. One of the Taz's rayas is from the whole notion of bedika kodim tashmish, that how could you have a situation where we require bedika kodim tashmish if, almost by definition, if you do bedika kodim tashmish and that's your ticket to having tashmish, the bedika is still going to be lach, and you're not going to wait around for hours for it to dry. If you look in the Chavis Das and Sifkat and Aleph, the Chavis Das has answers to all of the Taz's rayas against the Bach. That Bidika Kodim Tashmish of Halach is only Lachumra, so maybe there we're not as concerned. And then the Taz raises the question of what emerges from the Gemara in Kaf Amud Beis of Ein Ladayin Elamash Ein Avelos. So Ein Ladayin Elamash Ein Avelos doesn't seem to have any qualification that you have to wait until the Mara dries in order to paskin on the Mara. Don't you see from the Gemara Kaf Amud Beis that in principle Rebbe was prepared to paskin on a Mara at night, even though it sounds like there's no waiting period for it to dry off. And the Taras HaShlamim, Sifkat and Gimel, quotes an additional rai against the Bach from Chazal's tradition, the statement that David HaMelech was Yadav Meluchloch of Bedam, that David HaMelech was heavily involved in the less than respectable, or at least less than ostensibly respectable, kingly function of getting his hands literally dirty with paskining on Dam Nida. Well, if his hands are getting dirty, then they're probably getting dirty with the Dam that's lach, because if the Dam is Yavesh, then his hands wouldn't be getting dirty. Okay. The Shach, the Taz, the Taz HaShlamim, and the Yechor HaPosim, and this Nakuda is against the Bach, that under normal circumstances, you could paskin on a mara even if it is still moist. Shemilu points out there may be limited situations with experience where it might be prudent to wait until a mara dries, or certain scenarios in which maybe one would have an expectation that there's going to be a change in the presentation. But under the default position under normal circumstances is that there's no minia from paskining and amara when it's still moist. That doesn't mean to say, and the Shvus Yaakov points this out, the Pitzke Tshuva cites it, it doesn't mean to say that if it were to turn shades when it dries, that you wouldn't take the new shade into consideration. And all the Shach and the Taz are saying against the Bach is that now you're not mechuyav to wait until the mara dries. But in a chanami, if you did wait until the mara dries, And initially, when it first came out, it looked like a Mara Tahar. And then after his rise, it looks like a Mara Tame. You still may be Mechuyev to Paskin based on the subsequent presentation that it's a Mara Tame. That will come to in a moment. But all you know for sure is that the Shach and the Tah say that there's no Chiyuv to wait until the Mara dries in order to Paskin on it. On the second point, what happens if it does change colors? So the Sidre Tara quotes from the Chacham 3:7 Mem Vav. It's quoted here in Piskei Tshuva, Sifkat and Gimel, that you always go Basar Yitzia Minaguf. That whatever the presentation is at the time that it comes out, even if it changes later, Bein Lekula Bein Lechoma, you follow the initial presentation at the time of Yitzia Minaguf. And the Chacham Tzvi says that's a function of Drachah Darchina. Because Lo Yitachein, it can't be that you have a judicial system or a halachic system where you're going to have a Mara. The presentation is going to be that it's a Mara Tahar. The Chacham is going to pass that it's a Mara Tahar. The Rebbe is going to be Mishamashas and Baila on that basis. And then the Mara is going to change colors and it's going to be a Mara Tameh. And now we're going to have to paskin retroactively that it was a Mara Tameh the whole time and the woman was having Tashmish Beser. So that would be a violation of Drachah Darchei Noam. How could you have such a situation? And that's indicative of the fact that you have to paskin based on the Shas Yitzia Min Haguf. Meaning to say, as the Shari Tala points out in Siman Samech, you might have said the following. Because you might have said that if you start out with the Mara Edom, that at the time that it comes out of the body, at the time that you do a Bedika, or in theory, a casting for that matter, let's talk about a Bedika, at the time you do Bedika, the presentation is red. And then it turns white, it's no longer red. So then you might have more logically argued that in that case, you have to be Machmir. Because the authentic presentation is what happens when it comes out of the body, and other environmental changes affect it afterwards. If you leave it exposed to the elements, you leave it in certain temperatures, you leave it in certain conditions, then colors can change. So it started out as a Mara Tameh, and that's the proper representation, the proper evaluation of this Mara. And the fact that it changed later on to white is because of other external forces that changed the color from its natural presentation. And that's why it would have made sense, or would make sense to say, that you have to be machmir if the initial presentation is a Mara Tameh, that you treat it as a Mara Tameh. But you could have said, in the opposite direction, they have to go to Chumrah too. You could have said that if the initial presentation is a Mara Tahor, it's white. But the reason for that might be that there are other excretions that come out together with the blood, and those excretions mask the redness. So if there's other moisture that comes out together with the red, that could mask the red presentation. But that other moisture over time will dry out, and then you're left with the authentic red. So that's what you would have said. We'll see in a moment that's what many folks can do say. But that's what you would have said in terms of what might make sense logically, that you'd have to be marking both directions, that if it's red at the initial presentation, that's the authentic color, and the temperature, the humidity, whatever, changes the color afterwards, but you have to go to the original color. And even the other extreme, it starts out white, that white or that non-red, maybe because there are other excretions or other liquids that come out together with the blood that kind of minimize the redness, and those liquids evaporate, then the authentic color of the blood comes out. But what the Chacham Tzvi is saying is not that way, that you might have said that, but Drachah Darchei Noam dictates that you can't have a system which is going to leave people hanging in a way that could retroactively disqualify a Mara. Yeah.
what would mean with a pop up speed then say still just it starts out white? That's all right, that it starts out red and turns white.
That you have to be machmir. The Chacham Sri says you follow the Shasi Sri Menagoth Bein Makula Bein Lachavra. So with that, no, correct. But that's the point that the Shari Tar was making that we just quoted. That no, it makes sense anyway. You slice it that if it starts as red, then that's the authentic color. The question is whether there's a compelling argument that even if it starts as white and then turns red, the red might be the authentic color. So in terms of science, you would have argued l'chumra, but d'archa d'archanoam trumps that argument. Yeah.
The Chacham
Tzvi is not necessarily against the Shvus Yaakov, because if... the Chacham Tzvi is against that, right, you said it, correct. The Shvus Yaakov says that if you have a mara that does, in fact, change color, the Achar Shenis Yavish, you follow, you're correct. The Chacham Tzvi is against that Shvus Yaakov, yeah. We'll see many others argue also, and we'll see in a moment. But that's the Chacham Tzvi, that the Piskei Tshuva quotes, the Sifrei Torah quotes. Rav Avadia points out that there's a little bit of a mashmos in the Rambam that way. The Rambam, Perikei Lach Abez, not very good about this. One second. Perkei Lachayud Beis. Ein broken Adam El Al Gabi Malus Levana B'Chamos. That's the Gemara Kafam Yud Beis. But the way to do a Bedika is by holding the Bedika cloth over a cloth for the contrast and in the sun. V'chulei. So there are certain recommendations as to how to most effectively treat maros or paskin maros, but Chacham knows what he's doing as a tvias ayin, so he doesn't need to use all the tricks if he's trained enough to know how to do it. And at the time that he sees it, then immediately he should be metame or mitahir. So Rav Avadia says that's mashma ubeisha yer miad yitam yitahir, that there's no waiting. It doesn't make a difference what's going to happen later. You paskin based on what you see right now, and what happens later is of no consequence. Chavistah Sukkot and Aleph endorses the position of Chacham Tzvi, even though. He defends the theory of Bach that you should wait for something to dry after you have a moist kesem or moist bar rather, but ultimately he says that the halacha we pass by the Chacham Tzvi that everything follows Shas Yetzias Min HaGof. He notes that as far as the Bach's point, that you shouldn't paskin when it's still moist, that the bach would be match of that when it comes to a kesem, you'd only be machmer on a bedika. The Shari Tara just points out that's a little bit difficult to understand, that right as the Bach goes through the efforts of defending, sorry, the Chavis Das goes through the efforts of defending the Bach against all the Kashis and the Taz, but ultimately Paskins like the Chacham Tzvi, that we only follow Shas Yitzia Minikov. Masham, Chela Gimel Simin Reish Nun, brings a raya against the Chacham Tzvi from a Chuvas Malach or Zeruah. Chuvas Malach or Zeruah Simin Samatzayin. Malach or Zeruah Simin Samatzayin. Which we'll see the Avni Nezer quotes this also. And the Avni Nezer says this is a recently published Ksav Yad that the earlier generations didn't have access to, but Marach HaZeruah, they say, is relevant to this issue. Marach HaZeruah writes, Simon Samach Zayin, Ha'isha Shekancha, V'nira Mokam HaKinurach Lavan V'tahor B'li Safek. So when they did a kinurach, and there's a kesem on the kinurach, and the presentation is a Mar Tahor, totally white. V'nichasa B'kofsa, and then she puts the kinurach, she puts a cloth that has a mar on it in a box. The achar shaa nepach le'odem, and an hour later it turned red. The head in manish, the mar le'odem, didn't just turn noter on mumis, it was totally red. We'll see that may be significant. So Marach HaZeruah says, the case was, a woman did a kinurach, so not necessarily bedika, if a kinurach doesn't have a dinner bedika, but she did a kinurach, she found a mara tahor, put it in a box, an hour later, it turned red. Nira lomar de iglai behasasei, umeikara dam hayav tmeyanida. So, Marach HaZeruah says, the later presentation is the authentic one, and that is megala, that this really was dam nida. Velema ikara lavan hayav, so it must be that it really started as red inside. When it was in the Beis Achitza, it must have been red. And then when it left the body, it turned white. And then it turned back to its authentic color. So the Marach HaZeruah says, in that case, we had a Mara that was ostensibly a Mara Tahor. And then you left it laying around, you put it in a box, not laying around. You come back, it turns red. The authentic Mara is red, and you have to treat that as a Mara Tame, and treat the women as a Anita. Avnei Nezer, Yeredeya Simin Reish Kafhei Ozayin, Reish Kafhei Ozayin, closest Marach HaZeruah as well, but he points out the Ha'ara that we just read. We're talking about where it's Hedim Mamish, where it turned absolutely red. So he says, Marach HaZeruah was only necessarily being machmir in a case where it turned to mamish red. But if it turned to something that was notel ad mumis, something short of mamish red, so then maybe the Chacham Tzvi could still be correct. Dracha d'achinoam may be a value, but it can only go so far. So if you have a mara, which, normally speaking, we'd be machmer on because of our general orientation to be machmer or reds, so then Derech HaDarchinoam could trump that consideration. But if you have something that's mamish red, then Derech HaDarchinoam can't go that far. So that's how the Avnei Nezer reads back into the Marach HaZeruah that, you know, it's true. Now the Chacham Tzvi doesn't make any distinctions. It sounds like the Chacham Tzvi would even be machmir in this case. But all you see from the Marach HaZeruah is to go to Chumrah in the situation where it's mamish red, as opposed to if it's no Torah mumis, where maybe you could still argue, like the chafen see. The Shach and the Taz are machmir, that if there is a change, then you have to go to Chumrah. So Shach and Taz is Sifkata Aleph, Shach is in Sifkata and Gimel. So we have the Shach. Kasava Bach, the Heinekishanisha Yarok Mithilasa Vyatsofo, Avaki Shinishtana the Akar Shinis Yabesh Hakasem, Vinasa Adam Biksosavov, Tmeya. That if there is a Shinoi, then she's Tmeya. The Kishinakar Minagov Hulaka, Vinasa Yarok, Ukishinis Yabesh Kazilamar Eyuksas, Shay Adam Mithila. They know again came. We don't pass like the Bach, they have to wait till it dries. Am I wrong? Did the Shach and the Taz not weigh in this?
I thought they were more talking about the
seeing when it's moist. So that's what this Shach was talking about. But did the Shach elsewhere address this, or am I not?
No, I'm also talking about that.
Correct. Okay, so maybe I'm misremembering. It doesn't look like the Shach talks about it here. Okay. But did anyone see the Shach address this issue of a shade that changes like Chachamsi? Or be Machmer and Chachamsi? No, okay, so maybe I take that back then. Okay, so scratch that. So again, the Marsham and the Avnei Nezer quote the Maracha of Zerua as being potentially against the Chacham Tzvi. The Marsham quotes it as against the Chacham Tzvi, lock, stock, and barrel. And Avnei Nezer suggests that it's only against the Chacham Tzvi in a case where it's a Marek Gomer that's definitely red, but now where it's now with Nota La Mumis. Ramosha Paskins in Ostal in the Chukas Rabbi Eider, like the Chacham Tzvi, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra, that everything is established based on Shas Yitzia Minagof. That whatever the Mara is when it leaves the body, that's the Mara that's how you Paskin. I guess what I had in my mind as far as the Taz and the Shach was a comment of the Shvas Yaakov that the Taz and the Shach, even though they argue on the Bach where you have a Mara that you don't need to wait for the Mara to dry, but if you did wait for the Mara to be dry and then it turns out to be a different shade, then you might have to be Machmer. Meaning, I think it's not Muchach that the Shach and the Taz would agree with the Chacham Tzvi. It's conceivable that the Shach and the Taz could agree that if the Mara is Nishtana, then you have to go with the new Mara. But they're not weighing in on that. They're just commenting on the fact that you don't need to wait for the Mara to dry. Okay, that's probably what I had in my mind. But the Shach and the Taz then are not more explicit beyond that point. So conceivably, they may or may not agree to the scope of the Chacham Tzvi. Okay. Rav Avadia paskins halfway that you can be mako like the Chacham Tzvi when it comes to a ri'iya below hargasha, but if there's a hargasha, then you'd have to be machmir. Rabbi Willig says that we're maker like the Chacham Tzvi. Rav Elsner is Machmir, Shui Sheva Levi, as is Rav Elyashiv, as quoted by Rabbi Morgenstern and by Rabbi Karp, as is the Badi Yisholchan. So Rabbi Morgenstern quotes it as the consensus of Poskei Doreinu to be Machmir. So again, Moshe is Mako, Rav Avadia is Mako as long as it wasn't Hargasha. Rav Elsner, Rav Elyashiv, Badi Yisholchan are Machmir. Lemaisa, this doesn't come up that much because even the Machmirim, I mean, like Rav Elsner writes, they write in the Shir Sheva Levi, even if you're Machmir, that if it changes color, you'd have to be Choshesh L'Chumra in either direction, but you don't have to wait around to see if it's going to change color. Because once you pass in, you don't have to be choshesh that maybe it's going to change color later on. So in practice, if you show a mara to a rav, the rav will likely paskin on that when it's presented and then throw it out. It's rare, not impossible, but it's rare that the rav would look at the mara and be absolutely convinced that it's a mara tahor and then keep it around to look at it again the next day. You might have situations, as we'll talk about in a few moments, where you see it at night, it's not so clear, or you have a shayla, so that's different. But a situation where it's clear that it's Mara Tahar, and then you're going to leave it around in a situation where you're going to look at it again, that's not such a common occurrence. So in practice, the shayla, I don't believe, comes up all that often. Okay. Rasi Pasach Frank has a slightly related point. Chulas Har Tzvi, Yeredeya Simen Kuf Mantes, Yeredeya Simen Kuf Mantes. So you had a Mara Tzahov, a yellow Mara, which was treated with a chemical, and then it changes colors.
Like laundry?
Treated with a chemical to determine whether it's chemically blood. So So Maritzav Shedapach Hayidei Sam Lishachor. Advar Sheila Shabada Ka'ed Shekinchaba Achre Hegashas Zivas Tavalach. Yamar Yeragal. So you did a Kinuach. And there was a Yadamara. Aval, Herazer Esar Rofe Bebeta Cholim Hadassah. The Asu Bechina Sheshachu Azer Esasam. Benasa Mar Noto Lishachor. But for some reason, she went with it to the hospital instead of to the Rav, and they did a chemical test to determine whether it's chemically blood. And then it changed colors to a note of the Shachar. The Yama HaRafish is Zoe Bechina Hamara Gizadam. The fact that it turned colors, that's indicative of the fact that it's chemically blood. The Yama HaRafish is Zoe Bechina Hamara Gizadam. Shekachu tavadam, shem esimim alav samza mashkir, v'chein arba sheyesh lahachmer ben yitzah lahamtem ilboko ayidei samazet. So, there are two issues. Number one, what's the status of this mara? Number two, are you mechuyev to bring your maros to the lab instead of to the rav to determine whether it's actually done? So, it seems as Frank writes, he quotes his Chacham Tzvi, that you follow Shas Yitzia Min Haguf. And then he says, even if you're Machmir, that's only if it changes to a Mara Adom. But if it changes to a Mara Shachor, then it's going to be Kasher. So here in Yikosha Kain, it changed to Mara Shachor because of a chemical intervention, so then it's definitely going to be Tar. So we see that the Frank doesn't address the science here. He says, as far as leaving aside the theory behind the fact that the argument is, if you change the color, if you insert this chemical, it'll tell you whether it's really Dam or not. But in terms of Halacha, he says that even if you are machmer against the Chacham Tzvi, you only have to be machmer if it turns red. But if it turns black, even though in a vacuum we would have been machmer in a black mara, that's how you don't have to go. So kind of along the lines of the Avni Nezer, that even the Mara Chazir would only be machmer if it turns to Adam Mamish, but not to black. So Tzvi Frank only addresses that part of the question, that the fact that it turned to black doesn't concern us. But along those lines, Shlomo Zalman writes, along the lines of the first question, Shlomo Zalman writes in Mincha Shlomo Tinyana Simen Ayin Gimel, Mincha Shlomo Tinyana Simen Ayin Gimel, let's say in theory, doctors would be able to inject something into the body that would change the appearance of real Dam. Such that any dam that comes out naturally would be a different color, a color that in halacha would not be problematic. So Shlomo Zalman argues that in that case it could be that would be a Mara Tahor, even during Shemini Nekiyim, maybe that would still count as Nekiyim, because it doesn't make a difference whether the shade of blood changes B'derech HaTavra or not. So as long as we know that the color changed before it left the Makor, meaning if it was red once it left the Makor, but it was still in the woman's body, so then that would be problematic. But if we were able to inject something into the Makor in such a way that the dam that came out would be green, then that would still potentially be Maratar. Yeah.
By that matter, there seems to be a consideration among the Rishonim of that situation where a woman would never ever be on comment.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be applicable here?
That's part of the conversation or the discussion as to if we don't readily have her gushim as manazek, and how can you have a nida that's never, have you had a situation where women never be a nida, the raisa? That's the same kind of a question. So in theory, In theory, I guess that would be taken into consideration. But the theory that Shlomo Zalman is expressing is that a kind of Eimadayin Elamash Einaroos, and the in order for something to be halachically dam, it has to have a mar of dam. So if somehow you took away that that presentation, that would have halachic relevance. Vavadia on page Shinhei quotes from Pinchas Epstein, and Pinchas Epstein was one of the dayanim of the Ega in the early years of the Medina. So he quotes him as saying Pashat the opposite, that that dam is dam if you know it's dam, even if the color changes.
Wouldn't this be identical to like the Truman Sebastian's case of Hargasha Blariya, where we just assume there was time?
Hargasha Blariya, you mean?
Blariya. In that case, we also don't have Blariya, but we just assume the time came out based on evidence.
They're saying if you're Machmer on Hargasha Blariya, because you assume that there was time, it just disappeared. So here, well, maybe not. Maybe there. There, you know, the assumption is that there is dam, but here we have outside evidence that we remove the dam. That here, the gasha isn't necessarily correlated with yitzias dam because that's not halachically dam anymore. Okay. Rabbi Eider points out on page 116 that. It's advisable that you should show maris to a rav at the earliest possible point, because there are situations where colors could change, or there could be changes, and it's preferable to have it examined in the most pristine state possible. Revozna points out that sometimes you have situations where there could be a mishtal, where something dries, and then the ultimate presentation is not really the authentic presentation. Rabbi Morgan's request from Avul Yashiv, that Avul Yashiv didn't think that you're mechuyev to ask on that day if you don't have prior knowledge that your maris tend to change colors, meaning if through experience you know that your maris change colors, so then you should bring it to the Rav as soon as possible. If your experience shows that it doesn't change colors, then you don't have to rush. But the general consensus seems to be that to the extent possible, it's better not to accumulate maris. Now, if a woman has a shayla on day one, day three, day four, day five, you shouldn't just accumulate all those maris and bring it to the rav on day six. Number one, that's confusing. Number two, you can mix up which is which. Number three, there could be changes to the presentation. So it's better to ask at the earlier end to avoid any such complications. Mayor.
If
so if push comes to shove, then we would be no. So chasam svi is only relevant if you know what it looked like b'shas yisim and aguf. Meaning aim the dino nashe in a row. So if you're bringing the mara to the rav on day three and the mara it was a day one medika and you bring it on day four. So the chachma is not really relevant because you don't know if there was any change, so you can only pass it what you have in front of you. But you shouldn't, the chachila, create a situation where there is going to be a change or where there is going to be any discrepancy. I mean, that's part of what, I don't think we're going to get to Nemanus Nashim today, but that's part of the, in Sif Bay, is part of the discussion within Nemanus Nashim, that if a woman says, a woman represents what she saw, and then the rav sees something different. So if she represents that what she saw is absolutely 100% red, so then you have to take that into consideration, and even if it has a different presentation when the rav sees it, you have to be choshesh that she knows what she's talking about, it was 100% absolute red. If it's anything less than that, so then you would usually pass them based on what the presentation is at the time that the rav sees it.
Is that like a cutoff where you say it's too late and that this
belief
isn't relevant anymore?
It's never too late. You mean that we would never, even if your flow shapes, then maybe there's some change, but you never know for sure what that change was and if there was a change. So you can pass in out of merit anytime it's presented, as long as you're still within that cycle and it's relevant. Okay. What about seeing Maros at night? So the Gemara Daf Yudalev and Aleph in the Mice of David and Avigayo, there the Gemara assumes that you don't pass in Maros at night. Megillah Yudalev and Aleph. And yet, our Gemara here on Kaf Amud Beis has various indications among Tanoim that the Tanoim did pass in Maros at night. And the Mice of Rav, the Rav was Badik Lor Haner. And then you have Daf Yitzayin Mabez, that Shavchu Beis Munbaz, that Beis Munbaz didn't paskin on Maris HaNait. But the implication there is that that was Shvach, that was Lefnim Yishur HaSadin, it was in Ikrid, that you could paskin on Maris HaNait, but Beis Munbaz were praised for not. So how do you reconcile the assumption, the Gemara on Daf Yitzayin and Megillah, with the various episodes we have here in Nida and Kaf Amud Beis. So Rav Avadia writes on page Shin Yud Beis that you might have distinguished between a Kesem and a Re'iyah. You might have said that when it comes to a Re'iyah, when we're talking about a Din D'Oraisa, then you have to be Machmir not to see it at night. But if you're talking about a Kesem, which is only a Din D'Rabbanan, then you could see the Mara at night. So Rav Avadia says you could have said that. However, he says the Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin, Perig Beis Halacha Gimel, Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, Perig Beis Halacha Gimel, has that the mice of Avigail and David was that David, that Avigail Dafka showed David a Kesem, and it wasn't a Ria. So then, if that's the case, you put two and two together, then the Gemara Megillah is indicating that you shouldn't see Maris at night, even if it's only a Kesem, unless you argue that the Bavli had a different understanding of the Mice of Avigail than the Yerushalmi. Okay. Then Rav Avadia quotes the Sefer Eshkol that the Gemara Megillah is talking about seeing Maros by starlight as opposed to by candlelight. That there may be a distinction that seeing Maros by starlight is less effective at giving you a clear picture than using candlelight. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that as well in Sif Yud Beis. V'nirali the Rebbe Sfirlei d'hadei yuelam b'layla zelu er halavana avalor ener havikiyo. That candlelight gives you a better perspective, a better view, and therefore that's acceptable. And that was a nice of Rebbe. The Shari Tara, Simon Samach Lev of Beis, Simon Samach Lev of Beis, Chum of Hashtern, so he quotes Me'iri. The Me'iri there, Megillah writes, Kishem she'ain done in Dinei Nefashas Balayla, just as we don't pass in Dinei Nefashas at night, you can't have a Din Torah in Dinei Nefashas at night, Kach ein Rowan Maras Damim shall need the Balayla Rabayom. So too, you can't paskin on Maros Damim Balayla only by Yom. So that sounds like it's not a function of the clarity of the view, per se, but the Tzad HaShava is the fact that the Chiyuv Karis involved. That you can't paskin on Dina Nefashis at night, and you can't paskin on Maros at night because there's a Chiyuv Karis. So Stern points out that presumably is only relevant the Dan Bahargasha as opposed to the Kesem. There's no Chiv Kares Kesem, that's only Dinder Rabbanan. So there, in that comment of the Meiri, it sounds like the Meiri is going potentially with this distinction between a Kesem and a Dan Bahargasha. By implication. You know, Yerushalmi is not Lalach, Yerushalmi is just the story, but yeah. notes that the minia not to paskin malas anai does not appear in Shulchan Aruch. So he suggests that maybe that's because it was only really relevant in earlier times where we would distinguish between shades of red. So then you need better tools to make that, to discern what the shade of red you're looking at is. But nowadays, where we mock on every red, the only question is it a red or a brown, a red or yellow? So then it's not as nogeya to not paskin maros, marosanai. Interesting, the Ritva seems to say the opposite. The Ritva in our Gemara on Kafa Mibes says, so the way you have to position a Mara, the Gemara says, talking about during the daytime, is between the sun and the shade, such that the sun is not shining directly on the Mara and obscuring it, or and creating a glare. Then Tomer says the Ritva, Umigari Shar Mekomos Mibidiko Leor Haner Oyom Hameuman. So the Gemara says that you have to see Ben Chama Litzel. So if you don't see Ben Chama Litzel, why is it any worse than the Or Haner, which the assumption is okay based on the Gemara here of Rebbe? Says the Ritva, V'yesh Lomar, Shelo Amar Rami Bar Shmuel Elo Adolos Achronim. The need for more care and precision in how you see Amara, that's only in the later generations. So the earlier generations didn't need any of these guidelines because they knew what they were doing. The later generations are less proficient. That's why you have to be more careful. So it sounds like the later generations, so then even Lo Haner would be problematic. So that's the opposite of Torah Shaman. Torah Shaman says the whole concern about not seeing Mara tonight, that was only in earlier times when we were mouthing between reds. But nowadays, the stakes are lower because it doesn't require that much precision to distinguish between a red and a brown or red and yellow. And the Ritva says the opposite, that earlier times, they had a better chush of how to evaluate, so they didn't have any of these constraints. And the later generations were less professional, so that's where you have to be, you can only see Ben Kam Gatzel, and sounds like you have to avoid Lo'or Haner as well. But the comment of the Torah Shaman notwithstanding, the general, and the fact that it doesn't appear to Feresh and Shafer notwithstanding, the general orientation of Poskim is to avoid Paskining on a Mara at night when possible. Rabbi Morgan's request of Rav Yashiv, if he ever was forced to Paskin on a Mara at night, let's say it was a day 7 B'dikin, he couldn't wait till the next day, so he would try to push them to ask a different posek out of reluctance to paskin at night. But where you are forced to paskin at night, then you have to have a little bit of more of a sense, a training, as to how a mara looks in different types of light. The fluorescent may make it look whiter as opposed to incandescent. Etc. Ramosha writes in Os Heder Rabbi Eider that if a rav sees a Maya night with artificial light, so then even if he decides, as I said before, let's read the Gemara together first. I'm sorry. All right, the Gemara had the Maya of Rabbi. And that Kaf of the days. More time. And then he was mitame again. Amar Oili Shema Ta'isi. He says, Oili, maybe I made a mistake. Shema Ta'isi Vadita. So he definitely made a mistake. Titanya Lo Yomar Chacham Ilu Hayala Hayavade Tame. Ala Amar Ein Oladai No Mash Ein Avroas. Mikal Ra'achsake the Tame. Kev the Chacham Vatsafer Dishtani Amar Vade Tarhava. Ubalayla Hu the Lo Iskazi Shapir. So originally, he assumed it was Tame. And then when he saw it looked different in the daytime, he said, oh, it must be Tahor. And I didn't get a good look at it at night. But why would the Lord ask he shop here? Came in the chaz of Hadrishtani, and then he saw that it changed again. Amar hai Tamehu. No, really, it's Tame. Mifakechu, the car Mifakech, laz. So really, it was Tame. Says Rashi, Chazir v'timei kasach v'daitach d'lo chazir v'ra'ohu el me'elov chazir bo v'timei d'sar v'shamer emesh tamehu v'afshav shibesh nishtanim v'isav v'nashahaylo emesh v'yil ha'balach k'tchilasa ha'benira tamei l'fika chazir v'mashatir. Mara says, no, me'ikar v'afsaka v'tumah k'lamar emesh lo misafik timei v'ashtabir chazir v'afsaka v'tumah. I mean, look, come on, Rabbi Badak Lorner. That, no, it was Betoris Vadi the night before, and then it changed, and it changed again. So Rabbi said, Haitamehu Mifakechu the Kamifakech Lazo Rashi, Mifakech Mara Mumisa Ravores, Taka Chanda Lilse Kamaisa Vitime. Vahad Amina Emo Dino Mashin Ravoros, Hech the Lo Achse Kashulach, Lo Inele. Kitame. But here there was a change. And he was closer that really the original Mara was the correct presentation. So Moshe writes the halacha as follows, that if a Mara Hara sees a Mara night with electric light, Annie Paskins Bivadel said it's a Mara Tame. And then, and the next day, he looks at it again, and it looks like a Mara Tahor. So he has the right to change that fact. He should change the fact and say that it's a Mara Tahor, because it's likely that the artificial light didn't give the authentic presentation the night before. And you see that from Rebbe, because Rebbe over here, originally, the night before, he was Metame B'Toras Vada. It wasn't that he looked at it and he was Mesupuk. He was Metame B'Toras Vada. And yet, when things changed the next day, he was willing to be Metaher B'Toras Vada until it changed again. So even if you see a Mara night, you have the wiggle room, or you have the leeway of saying that even if now the presentation changes, but if now it looks like a Mara Tahor, but at night, the reason it looked like a Mara Tahor was because the lighting wasn't good. Rav Avadia, page Shin Tesvav, doesn't quote this from Moshe, but he quotes that the Sidrei Torah and the Yoch HaShulchan assume not this way, that if you're Metami Bivadolos at night, then you have to go with your Pesach at night. If you're Metami Bivadolos at night, then you can't be Chozer if it looks differently the next day. But if you're Mesupik at night, then you could give it a look the next day and change. And Rav Avadia himself is Meikel, based on a Me'iri. The Me'iri here on Kaf HaMebeis writes as follows, Bizman Shahayu Regilim Liros Ksamim Elam El Shas Ri'iyah. So at the time that they passed on Ksamim, you follow the Shas Ri'iyah. Ketzad Hayadam Yavesh Vehu Tahor Be'enav Al Yomer Ilu Hayalach Hayatamei Va'achshav Mishtana Shashinu Davish Enamotzehu. So you don't say that if it would have been Lach, it would have been Tamei. And the reason it looks different now is because it dried. Because we're not choshesh for a shinoi, that's not the norm. Bein choshen lo, mikol mokom. Kol she efshar lo litlos b'chisarin ve'iyah, kegon shera b'layla v'timei, otihem. L'machar near lo shavai lo dem b'behepach also v'inachosh shem nishtana. That any time that you could be tole on a insufficient re'iyah, as where you see it at night, and you metame something b'teres v'adai, and the next day you see it again, and it looks like a Meir Tahor, then you could be mekel. So Ravadi says, that's this shayla, so that's like, he doesn't quote Moshe, but that's like a Moshe. That even if you pass in the night b'teres v'adai, if you could attribute that to insufficient light, then you could be mekel if you see it in natural light the next day. Rabbi Kark was machmer on this, and he says maybe the raya from Daf Kaf, maybe that's only if it's Lora Ner, but maybe our light is better. I mean, maybe the raya that Rabbi Moshe brought from the Gemara Daf Kaf on the Beis, the fact that Rabbi Paskin B'Torah Svadei, and then he was closed from the Psak, maybe that's only because he saw Lora Ner, which was deficient lighting. But our fluorescent lighting is better, so maybe if you pass B'Torah Svadei based on fluorescent lighting, then you can't be Chazer. Okay, so we'll stop here for all those if you have to go to Mincha. Next time we'll talk about Ne'amanus of women. We'll talk about Chacham Shehora, paskining on your wife's maros, and then we'll go on to our next big topic, which is the process of shivanikim, starting with Hatzikara.